Yeah.
It's paper mostly now.
Mm-hmm. Well, if suppose we had one that was cloth, you'd say, well, I want my flour in a cloth.
Cloth bag.
And if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, you might find it would be in a...
In a cloth bag, too. That is burlap.
Be burlap.
Kind of a burlap bag, yeah.
But you'd use bag for all of them rather than sack. You ever use the word gunny sack for a burlap bag?
Gunny sack is something different.
Okay. If you had a large amount of cider, it would be in a big wooden
barrel.
And do you have a term for you have a quantity of wood that you could take to the mill, or carry a quantity of wood and say, well, that's quite a wood you have there. It's quite a
load.
Would you say arm?
Arm load.
You wouldn't call it a turn, though. It's quite a turn of wood.
I never heard of it.
Okay. How about you had a wagon with wood on it? You didn't have a full load. You just had
part of the load.
And you wouldn't call that a jag?
Yeah, you would call it a jag.
I'll bet the younger generation doesn't know what a jag is, and that's it. So I never did. I started going around. Ever heard of a jag? Almost everybody uses it, though.
Oh, yeah.
The housewife does her washing and hangs it out back on the line, and then it gets dry, and she goes out and takes it down and puts it in her, to carry it inside. She puts it in a
wash basket.
And a container that looks like a barrel, and it's a little smaller. You might buy nails, you know, a big wooden
keg.
And the musical instrument that you play, blow into it?
That's a harmonica.
And the musical instrument that you...
That's a juice harp.
Around the barrel, there are big metal
hoops.
And if you have a bottle of liquid in it, you don't want the liquid to come out. You put a
stopper.
You wouldn't call it a cork?
Well, there's different kinds. There's some cork. And then they have a kind of a glass stopper, too.
Mm-hmm. It'd always be glass stopper. Or what if it were made out of rubber? Be a rubber stopper or a rubber cork?
Well, we got one of them, too. But I don't know what you would call it.
Okay. You have a nail, you want to get the nail on the board, you hit it with a
hammer.
And now I'm in some territory here I'm not too familiar with. It used to be on wagons, some sticks in the front of it that would hook the horse up to it. What do you call these different, for a one horse and a two horse rig?
Well, there's a tongue for one horse and a